Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studio. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. And wow, what a day. What a day. It started early this morning. Tom Brady goes on social media.
Tom Brady could do that.
And says he will not return to the New England Patriots. So as you can imagine, we got 3 hours of talk surrounding that and other news going on in the NFL. A lot of stuff happening, a lot of quarterbacks on the move, most notably the GOAT, and we will get to that. So stick with us for the next 3 hours here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. You won't be disappointed. We'll be joined at the bottom of this hour by Patriots beat reporter for the Boston Globe, Jim McBride. No one better to talk to right now than him. We'll find out all the sentiments up there in New England and how they're handling this news. But let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, man? How are you?
I got one thing to say. I was right. I was right. I told you Tom Brady was done.
You and all the other reporters out there were saying
it. In New England.
I think I'm moving to Mexico.
I told you.
That's fine. Nice. Wow. Did you break that?
No. All the signs.
What's the big deal?
All the signs. I kept telling you all the signs.
But you kept telling me all this. That's good. You were right. I mean, I just, you know. That's fine.
I'm just trying to tell you.
Like you were the only guy in America saying that.
I've been saying it for a long time, Chris.
You also saying he's going to the Chargers.
I told you.
More on that later.
I mean, is it a done? Did he sign with Tampa today?
Well, we're going to get into that.
I know Colin has said that, but my point, here's my point. And good afternoon.
Well, let's introduce the Odd Couple crew, and then we'll get into it. All right? Can we do that?
So today, we have Mr. Gavin Kinzel in for Rob G, the mega producer, as he's out today. We have the one and only DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a., as Chris likes to say, Alex the Vegan on the ones and twos. David yes. Gascon with the updates from around the world through your radio today. And, of course, the Odd Couple crew, baby. Let's get it.
The no interns are home. Right?
No interns. Home. We have officially yes. wow. sent the interns home.
Wow, which is the right thing to do.
We yes. care about the safety.
Yes.
That's right.
Matter of fact,
employees. I was all right, really, now go ahead and gloat, Rob Parker. Go
I
ahead.
Was right. I was
you said
right.
That all right. Already.
I told you. You kept saying, oh, no, he's going to come back. I mean, this is the
this
only
was,
thing.
Hold on.
It
this
makes
wasn't
sense.
Me against you?
No, I'm just saying, but I was trying to tell you that nobody sends their girlfriend out to go get a better offer and then come back to me. That was my thing, Chris. If Robert Kraft really wanted Tom Brady to stay in New England, he could have made it happen. And when they offered him a one-year...
Robert Kraft is saying that.
One-year
you know
bogus.
It was Brady's decision.
No, it wasn't. It was the Patriots
I'm just saying
decision.
That's what he said.
That's what they're saying so they could just wash their hands of it. And I get it. Instead, that's what they did. Make it so that Tom Brady, we gave him an offer and he decided not to come back. No, they didn't. They never wanted him back. Robert Kraft was able to stave off Bill Belichick a couple years ago with the Jimmy Garoppolo. We know that. He wanted to get rid of him back then, Chris, and Robert Kraft said no. Brady stuck around. He happened to win another Super Bowl, and it still wasn't good enough. Bill Belichick wanted to move on, and that's why they gave him a low ball, one-year offer. And now he has, what, $30 million offers on the table or whatever?
Offer, apparently.
Okay, on the table. But my point is, they never wanted Tom Brady to come back. And I got that sense really early on because I didn't understand why he moved his family out of New England, why he put his house up for sale, why he kept talking about the Patriots. Go check around. Go check what your value is and all that. If they really wanted him to wear a Patriots uniform for his entire career, they could have made it happen, and it was just money. And the other part is, this shouldn't come as a surprise, Chris, because we've talked about this. Look at all the great quarterbacks who finished up elsewhere. This is just what happens in the NFL. Tom Brady's not the first, and he won't be the last.
Here's the one thing, though, that's different from all of those situations. Because you're right, Joe Montana finished up in Kansas City.
You could just stop right there. It was 4-0, right, with the 49ers.
Right.
You could just stop there. If that guy has to go...
Well, but you don't need to because you obviously had other
no,
guys
I know,
in
but
that
I'm just
class.
Saying,
not Montana,
but... I'm just meaning if you're 4-0 and did right. what he did, and you can move on from that guy, then anybody can be moved on.
But
that's
here's
I mean.
The thing. They had Steve Young, who's another Hall of Famer, waiting in the wings. Peyton Manning, when he left, when Indianapolis moved on from him, they had Andrew Luck waiting in the wings. You know, when Brett Favre, when Green Bay moved on from him, they had Aaron Rodgers waiting in the wings, another Hall of Famer. New England's got Jarrett Stidham. I mean, that's the thing. Like, New England is not going to win much this year. And I do think Belichick wants to show that he can win without Tom Brady. And that's fine. You know, everybody's competitive. He's as competitive as they get. We'll see. But I do agree with you with what we were talking about yesterday. They did create the atmosphere. A one-year offer, a pay cut at
right.
that. And I don't think I get why he did it under those circumstances. Because they just made it too hard. You know, they didn't. I mean, you look at all these guys. Stephon Diggs traded. Were the Patriots in the running for him? You know? All these guys that are out there, DeAndre Hopkins, were the Patriots in the running for him? Bill O'Brien from Bill Belichick's coaching tree is the guy that moved him. Were they ever in the running?
Nope.
Were they trying to give Brady the money, the weapons, the things that he wanted? And I'm telling you, right? Look, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I would feel comfortable giving Tom Brady a 2 or 3 year deal. because he's 43 years old. I don't care how good he's been. He's 43. And at some point, it's going to fall off. He's going to fall off. But a one-year offer at a pay cut is just crazy. It's insulting.
It's a slap in the face.
They're going to regret it. They're going to regret it. And we'll get into this later. But Bill Belichick, as great a coach as he is, the record without Brady is not good. Not even not great. Not good. I know recently, oh, he won with Jacoby Brissett and Jimmy Garoppolo. Overall, it's not good. And we'll see how good he is without Mr. Brady. But the question, Rob, I want to get to is, was it a mistake? Was this the right move for Brady? Because, you know, obviously 20 years in New England, you're going to a place with you're going to be in a new system. You know, we'll see if you have as good of an offensive line. You know, it's just a whole new situation. You're 43 years old. You don't move that well anymore. You don't throw it downfield that well anymore. Was this the right move for him, in your opinion? Well, even though we don't know where he's going.
100% it was the right move, because there's a degree of respect that people want and pride. And it gets in the way. It happens all the time with people. People want to be treated a certain way, and if they're not treated that way, it can destroy a relationship. It just can. And I think that's what happened with Brady. The whole notion that he had to go out and go field offers from other people. This just reminds, and then the stuff you talked about with Diggs and right. Hopkins or whatever. This reminds me of when Michael Jordan left the Bulls.
Right. That's a great point.
It's exactly the same thing. Michael Jordan said, if you bring back Phil Jackson, I'll consider staying. That's exactly what he said, Chris, right or wrong?
Yep.
And the first thing the Bulls did was what? Fire Phil Jackson. Yep. We're not re-signing. It was the first. So they told Michael Jordan, we don't want you.
That's exactly what happened. Because people are saying, how could you move on from Tom Brady? Michael Jordan wasn't 43.
Yes.
Michael Jordan was still the best player in the world. He had just won his third straight championship. 6th overall. Still was the best player in the world. And they didn't want him. And that's a lesson, Rob. Because that shows. And what did Jerry Krause, the GM, want to do? He wanted to prove, I can win without Jordan.
Yes,
I did something too. I found Scottie Pippen. I went out and got Dennis Rodman.
And what's
I'm
it called?
The one
Kukoc,
put the shooters
right?
around Jordan, right?
Right.
Tony Kukoc. Yeah, I went and discovered Tony Kukoc.
Yep.
That's what he wanted to show. How'd that work out?
It didn't work out.
Haven't won anything since then.
No, it didn't. But that's what reminded me of the Brady thing. Just that.
Nah,
that's
right.
The organization went against what the guy was looking for. And once you do that, and it's so blatant and over the top, and you know, I think Tom did the right thing.
On that then. I agree that and under the circumstances, I mean, it was just disrespectful. Brady was right. I think, though, the Patriots made a mistake. I think they made a mistake because, again, they don't – unless Jarrett Stidham is much better than we think, unless they're going out – who are they getting? Teddy Bridgewater reportedly is going to be in Carolina. I don't think they're bringing in Cam Newton. Who's left? Who's out? So they're going into this season – I mean, do they go back and try to get Jacoby Brissett now that, you know, Phillip Rivers is going to Indianapolis? I think they made a mistake. One more. You were 12-4 last year. You beat Buffalo twice. You beat Philly. You beat Dallas. You played the Titans better than Baltimore did in the playoffs. I know Brady wasn't great. They should have went out and got one of those stud receivers that were on the market and made one more run at it. This was a mistake by the New England Patriots. They were nothing before Brady went there. I know Parcells had them relatively successful. Never won anything. They were nothing without him, and we'll see. I think they made a mistake, and they're going to soon fade back to being a mediocre slightly above average team and franchise.
They didn't make a mistake because they didn't want to pay the When you create a monster, Chris, and that's what happened. They created a monster because Bill Belichick at the time when he wanted to cut ties, he wasn't allowed to do it. The owner overruled him. So then Brady won another Super Bowl. So he felt like, oh no, I can play till 45. I'm different from anybody else who's ever played in the National Football League. And I want more money as I get older. And I want a better contract as I get older. They created the monster because they kept him right at because they wanted to get rid of him, I think, after they lost right in the Super Bowl.
Before they won the
last one. Yes. Right. You know what I mean? The year before that when they
lost. But that shows that they were premature.
But I'm just saying.
You didn't need to get rid of him. He won you another Super Bowl.
But Brady was terrible in that Super Bowl.
Touchdowns. He wasn't terrible in the AFC Championship.
I'm just telling you, that's why they created
won,
the monster.
And it wasn't Peyton Manning in his last Super Bowl. It wasn't that bad. And he hasn't been that bad. I know he hadn't been the old Tom Brady, but he hadn't been horrible. Yeah, he had no weapons.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh,
yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got Jim McBride coming up right now on the Discover Card Celebrity Hotline. And you want to hear something amazing? Discover matches all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year automatically. And it's even more amazing because Discover's accepted at over 95% of the places in the United States that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2019 Nielsen Report. Limitations do apply. Okay, Jim McBride, the Patriots beat reporter for the Boston Globe, joining the iCouple now. Jim, welcome.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Busy day, of course.
No.
Yeah, this looks like it was just Belichick was ready to move on, and that's what this all boiled down to. Is it fair to say that?
Both parties were ready to move on. You know, I know there's been a national narrative the last couple of years that there's been an underlying rift between Coach Belichick and Tom, but, you know, those of us that are there on a daily basis never really saw that. So I think it was just a case where, you know, it was time to move on for both of them. We saw their interactions every day in the locker room and on the practice field, and it was never any different. So I think it was just one of those things that, you know, both parties just said, look, it's time for a breath of fresh air. But I don't think there was any, rift or crack in the foundation or anything like that. I just think it was, you know, it was time to move on, and both parties wanted a fresh start. There's certainly no, as far as I could tell over the last 5 years, no animosity between the parties.
Here's the thing. Did Tom Brady seem like when the Patriots offer him a one-year contract at a pay cut, that's not going to go over well with a guy who's been in your organization for 20 years and won you 6 Super Bowls? To me, that was the signal. And then the other part is that Brady wanted to be paid like a big-time quarterback, which he really never was, always taking less. How much did money factor in, or at least the pride of money factor into this?
Maybe a little bit, but, you know, Tom's been the ultimate team guy for 20 years, a guy that you know, never looked at other people's paychecks or their bank accounts, just kind of took what he needed and what he felt comfortable with to make this franchise go and to make sure there were always weapons around him. So I can't imagine that he woke up one morning and just said, hey, I'm a superstar. I need to be paid more than anyone else. So I think maybe a little bit, but we first saw the indication that Tom might not be back this year was last year when he signed the 3-year contract that had 2 years voidable at the end of it, and also had the stipulation that he couldn't be franchised. So that's when I think most people around the team, covering the team, thought, you know, this is a real possibility that this is going to be Tom's last year in New England. And, you know, we kind of forgot about that as the season went on because they had a really successful season, and you know, losing in the playoffs, of course, but, you know, they won the AFC East again. And then kind of shortly after that loss to the Titans, when people started to think, oh yeah, you know, those last 2 years of that contract avoidable, and you know that we could have seen Tom Brady's last game as a Patriot. And the longer it went on without him agreeing to a new deal, the more the reality kind of hit. And that kind of hit home today. But I don't think it was as stunning as, you know, waking up and finding out of the blue that Tom Brady wasn't there. I think a lot of Patriots Nation was kind of bracing themselves for this.
Jim, I thought it seemed like Brady definitely wanted more weapons. We kind of saw that throughout the year. Obviously, you had guys like Stephon Diggs and DeAndre Hopkins who got traded. Do you think New England looked at maybe, hey, why don't we try to go get one of these guys and keep Tom Brady? Was that ever even in consideration on the table? Or were they just totally ready to move on no matter what, and they didn't look at upgrading to satisfy Brady?
You know, from what I've been told from my sources, they peeked in on both those guys, on Hopkins and Diggs, and the compensation that was just prohibitive. But I don't know if that would have changed Tom's mind. I think Tom's mind was made up, you know, before then. You know, Stephon Diggs didn't get traded till last night, but Tom had made his choice last night when he had a conversation with Robert Kraft, the team owner, and informed him of the decision. So, you know, I think one of the popular narratives was, yeah, he wanted more weapons, and what quarterback doesn't? But I think his mind had already been made up shortly, you know, certainly after the Hopkins trade, and definitely before the Stephon Diggs trade.
So you're saying Brady wanted out, and we know Robert Kraft told that to ESPN Stephen A. Smith this morning as well.
Yeah, I spoke to him this morning as well too, and that's, you know, he made that's that what pretty he clear. Said.
But did he want out because they weren't willing to, you know, they reportedly wanted him to take a pay cut. They only wanted to give him a 1-year deal. He didn't, you know, they didn't upgrade. Did he want out because it felt like they just weren't doing the things he wanted? Or did he just want out maybe to prove he can win without Bill? Or, you know what I mean? Like, why did he want out?
Yeah, Chris, that's the question I'd like to, you know, ask Tom myself. And I'm not sure we're going to find the answer out until he actually signs with another team, whether that's Tampa Bay tomorrow or not. And he has that introductory press conference and someone actually gets to ask him that question. But, you know, as far as whether he felt like he wanted to win without Bill, I've been asked that question a lot, whether Bill felt like he wanted to win without Tom or vice versa. And, you know, I've never gotten those vibes from either one of those guys. The winning has always been so important to them that if they thought the best way to win was to stay together, they were going to stay together. And if they thought the best way to win was to separate, then they'll separate. So I never really got that feeling that, hey, I need to prove that I can do it without Bill, or I can need to prove I can do it without Tom. I think they just want to win, and however it takes, that's what they're going to do.
And apparently all the indications, at least ESPN.com is saying, and Colin Cowherd earlier was the first one to say it, that it's a done deal in Tampa Bay, and that's where he's going to announce his signing tomorrow. Where are you on that, just on him going to Tampa Bay, the fit, and are you shocked that he would go from the Patriots uniform to Tampa Bay's uniform? Or no, this is just par for the course, he's going to get what he wants?
Yeah, it's still kind of shocking to think that he's going to be in any other uniform. I know, you know, Boston's certainly in shock. Here it is, St. Patrick's Day, and people can't even go out to the bars and drown their sorrows over Tom Brady. So it's pretty amazing to think he's going to be in another uniform. You know, certainly there are advantages in Tampa Bay. He's got some really good weapons down there. They have a good offensive line. Bruce Arians loves to throw the ball. So, you know, there's a lot of advantages to going there. And you know, if the reports are true that he's getting $60 million for 2 years, good luck.
That $60 million for 2 years and all the Hooters that he could eat, I think, down in Tampa Bay.
Right. Jim, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks
great
for your
stuff.
Knowledge.
We appreciate the time.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Yep. More Odd Couple coming up. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Right now, let's talk NFL and more specifically Tom Brady. And Rob, as we said last hour, all the reports are indicating that Tom Brady is going to go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for a 2-year deal, $60 million. Is it 60 or is it a little more than 60?
I saw 60, $30 million a year, right?
2 years, $60 million. And look.
And let's give Colin Cowherd credit, because, you know, a lot of times there's NFL insiders and all these people, you know, and he was the first one on this morning who put it out there, Chris, and yep. He got it right.
Yep. Yep. Good. Shout out to Colin, one of our good friends and obviously colleagues. Does a great job, and that's great for him.
That's a big story, and he got it.
Yep. Yep. I talked yesterday, and you know, the reports coming out yesterday were that it was down to New England and Tampa Bay. Those were the only two teams that were really in the running for Tom Brady. Obviously, the Chargers, looks like they made a run, but he's not going there. And I didn't really like the idea of him going to Tampa yesterday. That's why I said, I think at the end of the day, if he wants to play, he might end up back in New England, or probably will end up back in New England. But the more I think about it, the more I actually do like him in Tampa Bay. One, we know they've got, and we knew this yesterday, obviously, they got great receivers. Not good receivers. They have a great receiving core. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, they got a couple of tight ends who are good. They got a core. All right, he's going to have somebody to throw to. They've got one of the better offensive lines in the league. So he's going to be protected. I know Jameis Winston got hit a lot, but a lot of that was on Winston. All right, Tom Brady obviously gets rid of the ball quickly. I don't think that he'll have a problem with that in Tampa Bay. And the defense, which last year, look, gave up a lot of points. But over the last several weeks of the season, about a month and a half, last month and a half of the regular season, their defense was actually very good. It's improving. They got a nice defensive backfield. Obviously, it's your head coach, Bruce Arians. He knows what he's doing. I know he likes to throw the ball downfield a lot. And that, I wouldn't think, you know, from what we saw last year, even the last couple of years, that's not a strength of Brady's
I'm
anymore.
I'm glad you brought that up. I can't wait till it's my turn. I can't wait.
But here's the thing. Bruce Arians is smart enough, Rob, to, I think, it's not just going to be, okay, I'm putting Tom Brady in my system and he better be able to throw the long ball. I think Bruce Arians is smart enough to adjust. He's a good coach, but he's got to win. He got to prove he can win too. And you got the great quarterback, as older as he might be. And I think Arians will adjust. Rob, this actually, and I know you always bring this up, and rightly so, Joe Montana going to Kansas City. This actually reminds me a lot of Montana when he going to Kansas City. That Kansas City team, since way back in, what, the 60s, 50s, whatever it was, they hadn't been much of a franchise since then.
Since Lynn Dawson. Yeah. Right. He was their quarterback.
They were winning before a Super Bowl started. And then they won one of the early Super Bowls.
They were winning the NFL championship, yep. And then they did win one of the early ones, right.
But when Montana went there, they had Mari Schottenheimer as their coach. And they were a perennial playoff team. They made the playoffs the 3 years before Montana got there. I know Tampa Bay didn't make the playoffs. They actually got the second longest streak in the league to Cleveland with 12 straight years without making the playoffs. But my point is that Kansas City had some weapons in place when Montana went there. It wasn't like he went to a horrible team and had to turn them around. So same thing for Brady. They've got some weapons in place, and I think if he can just go there and maybe turn around. I'm not predicting a Super Bowl. But I do think the NFC, for all the good teams they have, all the teams are the good teams are all pretty close. And so I give them a shot. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and write in the Niners, because that's just not how the NFL's worked recently is – they got there last year. They're going to get back again. That's just not how it's worked. So, I think Tampa Bay, the goal's got to be playoffs, and we'll see what they can do once they get there, if they get there. But I actually, the more I've thought about this, Rob, I like this move to Tampa Bay.
I think Tom Brady has made a huge mistake going to Tampa Bay, and this will end very badly. It will be Emmitt Smith ending with the Arizona Cardinals. It will be Michael Jordan ending with the Washington Wizards. It's a bad situation. You just said it. They haven't made the playoffs. They got all these players. Tom Brady, the one thing Tom Brady can't do anymore is throw the ball downfield. That's nice to have those receivers, unless you're dinking and dunking. How frustrated will they be? Will Tom Brady be able to overcome that? He doesn't have the same arm strength. Arians, you brought it up, Chris. He likes to air the ball out. That's what he does. And I just don't think they have the right quarterback. I get the money grab, Tom. $60 million, no state tax in Florida. You know what I mean? Put it in the bank. You're going to be rich till the cows come home. But Tampa Bay will wind up being a disaster, and people will look and go, I'm not going to change anybody's opinion of Tom Brady, Chris, the same way it didn't when it came to Michael Jordan in Washington. But I think this is a bad decision on Tom Brady's part, and I think it won't work out. And I'm going to say right here, right now, that they do not, NOT, the way it stands, make the playoffs in Tom Brady's first year down there. I'll have to see a lot more from those guys, a lot to see how Tom Brady fits in with those guys and where he is as a player in arm strength. At the end of the year, Tom Brady was not the same guy who carved up all those bad teams and bad defenses in the beginning of the season, Chris. He was not that guy. And I give Tampa Bay credit. They want to change their fortune. Hey, they're going to sell tickets. Their games have been blacked out at home for years, Chris, for years. People don't go to that place, and their games were blacked out for a long time before they lifted the ban, the NFL. So this will be interesting to see how this works out. Tom Brady has made a mistake in going to Tampa Bay.
Here's the thing. It's a weak division. Now, I know you got New Orleans, but you yourself have said Drew Brees getting old. He's lasted about 12 games the last few years, and then after that, he falls off. I'm not saying they're going to fall off. They're still going to be good. But outside of New Orleans, you got Atlanta, which is scaring nobody. You got Carolina, which is starting over. New coach, new quarterback. I tell you what, I'm giving Tampa, but I'm not going to make a pick today. We'll make our picks when it's time for the NFL. But I like it. I think it was a good move. I think they got weapons. I think he'll go there and play well. He'll obviously get immediate respect. And look, I know he's not throwing it like he used to when he had Randy Moss, but let's not act like he can't throw the ball 30 yards. I mean, he made the most out of it. Rob, again, they were 12-4 last year. He's not coming off this horrendous season. Statistically, he was about the same as Aaron Rodgers. He could have been in the Pro Bowl and nobody would have been like, that's ridiculous. So he will be 43, and you always got to leave room for just father time to kick in at the most inopportune moment. Maybe the first game of the season, you just see automatically he don't have it. Maybe it's the seventh game, fourth game, tenth game, whatever. Maybe it doesn't kick in for another year. We'll see. But what we saw last year, that Tom Brady with weapons, I think he's going to be able to do fairly well down there. I would hesitate to give him 2 years, but hey, I guess that's what you got to do when you're Tampa Bay, haven't made the playoffs.
That's the bad team tax. That's right. The bad team tax, Chris, 100%.
Yep.
That's what it is.
I want you to answer me this, Rob, because you were big on him going to the Chargers. Do you think it would have been any different? And I know it was business reasons, and you're right about every one of them. They got to fill this new stadium. They need some buzz. Nobody cares about him in L.A. They needed Brady for business purposes. But put that aside, and football-wise, do you think it would have been any better? Yeah, they got weapons, but again, Tampa's got weapons.
But
why,
Chris,
would it have been better with the Chargers, or if you think it would have?
2 years ago, the Chargers were 13-3 or 13-3.
You know how many NFL teams we Jacksonville was good a few years ago. Now they're trading, giving everybody away.
Gavin, can you jump in?
Yeah, the Chargers were 12-4.
A couple of years ago.
No, they were. I just want to get the record right. They were 12-4. They had won. They were rolling, and they were really
That's
a good
the NFL,
football team.
Rob, you know.
Yes,
that.
But I'm saying a lot of those pieces are still there, and all you're replacing. And I thought number one was business, and I told you that, Chris, is business. Number two, getting rid of Phillip Rivers and inserting Tom Brady there, where you're not starting all the way over. Tom Brady's going to a franchise, despite what you talk about, what's on paper and those guys, how good they are. They haven't made the playoffs in almost a baker's dozen years, Chris. 12 years in the NFL where parity is supreme. That's unbelievable.
But Bruce Arians wasn't there for all those years. He's basically brand new.
He's been there for 2 years.
These receivers weren't all there. I mean, heck, if Jameis Winston didn't throw so many interceptions, they might have been decent last year. I mean, that's who their quarterback has been, Jameis Winston. I'm just wondering why the Chargers would have been so much of a better fit.
Because of where they were 2 years ago. They had it. Last year was bad. Things just didn't work out.
It was bad.
But I'm telling you, just 2 years ago, when they went to New England, I fully expected them to beat the Patriots that year. They never got off the plane, and it didn't work out. But Chris,
they actually did
I think they're way ahead of Tampa Bay.
No, I actually like this move for the Buccaneers. Well, more so for Brady, because if he had to go, he's got a legit chance. And if that defense can continue to improve, it's possible that it was a fluke last few games. They really aren't that good.
I do want to say, I was just going to jump in and say, I think you do have to look a little bit at the division. Going to a team like the Chargers where there's Patrick Mahomes staring you down is a pretty tough task, you know?
Right.
And
it wouldn't have been.
He's supposed to be the GOAT.
You're
supposed to be the GOAT, and no matter where you go,
for going to Tampa?
No, but ultimately, no matter where you go, you're going to still have to play the best of the best to win.
But
if Brady's going down there, it doesn't matter where Patrick Mahomes is. You still got to be able to win at some point. My only point is, this is going to end badly. Remember this when I told you.
But it wouldn't have ended badly with the Chargers. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just telling you, when Tampa is going to end badly.
What's badly? Not making the playoffs?
Yep. No playoffs for a couple of years. He looks old. He can't get the ball downfield. And people say, wow, Tampa, what a waste of $60 million. What's the tallest building in Tampa? They might as well go up there with $60 million and throw it out the window, because that's just what they did.
Tom Brady is a winner. He's a winner.
Chris, you keep saying the same thing. That's what you said.
That's
why you said the Patriots were going to keep him. The Patriots didn't even want him if he was such a winner. They didn't want him.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, my name is Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Fine. He is a winner. He was 12-4 for those Patriots. I bet you they ain't 12-4 this year. Want to put some wings on that? They won't be 12-4 this year.
How can I bet you that? I don't even know who the quarterback is yet. Can I wait to see what the team looks like?
Maybe they bring in somebody great. Maybe they get Tua. They still won't be 12-4. You want to put some wings on that?
I'll wait till I see who the quarterback is, and then I'll determine
who they get. They aren't going 12-4. I'm putting my money where my mouth is, and I want my mouth to be tasting some lemon pepper wings, courtesy of Rob Parker.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The big news of the day, Tom Brady leaving the New England Patriots, and all the reports are saying that he is going to sign with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And this is, there couldn't be bigger news in the world of sports. And Tom Brady moving on. Rob, I like him in Tampa Bay. I think it's, I understand why he did it. He just was straight up disrespected by the Patriots. Bill Belichick, it seems, I know we had on Jim McBride from the Boston Globe earlier, he's saying he never recognized, never saw any bad blood between those two. And I'm sure there wasn't. I mean, I don't think you saw, you know, I don't think it was anything where they were at each other's throats. But, and I don't think personally that Brady feels like or felt like I need to show I can win without Bill. I don't think he felt that way. I never saw any indication of that. I do kind of think Belichick felt that way. In fact, Ian O'Connor, you and I both know Ian well, great reporter and writer. He said years ago, Belichick had told someone that he can't wait till, you know, he can have a different quarterback to show he can win without Tom Brady, something to that effect. And so I do think that Belichick, you know, we could say, yeah, Brady wanted to leave, but he wanted to leave because they wanted him to take a pay cut. They only wanted to give him 1 year. And they didn't seem intent on getting him any more weapons at the receiver position. So, yeah, I guess he wanted to leave after all that. But I think this is about Belichick, Rob, finally wanting to move on. Kind of like we brought up Michael Jordan and Jerry Krause, the GM. And Jerry Krause is not even in the same, shouldn't be in the same sentence as Bill Belichick as far as accomplishments. But we've seen this before, where a front office guy or a coach wanted to show they could do it without the superstar. Maybe they felt like they weren't getting enough credit. And I think there was at least some of that in play here. And I think the Patriots should have brought Brady back. Not at break the bank money, not at Tampa Bay money. And maybe that wouldn't have been enough to bring him back. But I think they're going to be hurting in the short term without Tom Brady.
I still think that it came down to I never believed he was coming back, Chris, when they basically, he voided out the last 2 years of his contract and they were told, to, hey, go check your value around the league. Yeah, go do that and then you could come back to us and we'll figure something out. If they really wanted Tom Brady, I believe a deal would have been done. I just don't believe that they ever wanted to. We know Bill Belichick a couple years ago was ready to move on from Tom Brady, and he was overruled by the owner. And then I'm sure he got a little more clout, Chris, just a little bit, when Jimmy Garoppolo made it to the Super Bowl. Yes, he, for three quarters he played well, fourth quarter he didn't. They lost. But that was Bill Belichick's probably trump card to say, see, right. This is, you know what I mean? Like
they had the perfect, I'll give him this, they had the perfect plan in place.
Am I right? Like, this is the guy. Yep. This is what I was trying to tell you. Look, he's in the Super Bowl.
This is what, plan. Yep.
And then he got to go, oh, you know what? Yeah, guy, we had our guy for the future and we didn't believe in what you were telling us and blah, 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 blah. And I get it. And I think, you know, that was what changed the balance of power. And Tom Brady at 43, and Chris, you got to remember, you know, he just, when you looked at him at the end of the year, just wasn't the same. And he put up numbers early in the year, and they beat up on a lot of bad. They were putting up 40 points a game, remember?
Unbelievably,
right?
People were like, are they going to go 16-0?
Do you remember that? And we were like, no, that team is not that good.
Right.
People laughed at me. You remember I said they're the worst 8-0 team I ever saw?
Yeah.
And that was because... Because, Chris, they were winning, but they hadn't beaten anybody,
we did
right?
agree on that. We disagree on how good they were. I thought they were still a pretty good team, but no. 16-0, come on.
That talk was crazy.
Right.
And so I'm not surprised. I feel like I was on this from the very beginning. I knew this was the end of Tom Brady in New England, and it was a combination. Same thing. He moved his family and closed down the suite at the stadium and all the signs were there that Tom was on his way and he was going to leave because he knew what was coming. And then we talked about it even yesterday, Chris, just the ultimate slap in the face. It's one thing to say, hey, we'll give you a 1 year and a option or something. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
But to ask him to take a 1 year and a pay cut, not even... Right. You know, even Philip Rivers went and got more money than even the Patriots were willing to pay for Tom Brady. I mean, think about that. So if you're Tom Brady, you have
him
pride.
Into a corner.
Huh? Yeah, you have pride. And then they could spin it as, well, we wanted him back. We offered him a contract. He didn't want it. That's what That's what they say.
No, I'm in agreement with you on that. All right, so now there's all this talk. Who's going to win first? Who's going to, be more successful without the other? Who was more important? Was it Bill or was it Tom? We're going to hear a lot of that talk. And honestly, Rob, we're not going to get the answer. Because as much as I think Brady made a good move to go to Tampa Bay, as much as I think he'll go there and have a pretty good season next year. And you know, like I said, I'm not making my pick today. But I think they're gonna, I think they're gonna have a pretty good team and certainly be in that playoff hunt. I'll say that much. As much as all of that's true in my mind, he's gonna be 43. And if he goes into Tampa next year and stinks up the joint, you still won't be able to say, see, it was Bill. See, he wasn't that good. He was a system QB. You won't be able to say that in fairness. Or with a straight face, because he's 43. And we've never seen a player, as much as you may think he was down last year, we've never seen a 42-year-old throw the football that well, be that good, that productive. And so at some point, he's gonna fall off. Maybe it'll be next year. Maybe it'll be the year after. But we're not, just like Michael Jordan, nobody holds those Wizards years against him. We don't even think. We act like those didn't even exist.
I totally agree.
You know? Like, nobody even thinks about those years. They're not included in the LeBron debate, right? So that's how it's going to be. But, Rob, I'm going to say this right here, right now. I want your opinion. I think the dynasty, and I've said it, Belichick, you know, we can discuss the cheating and all that, but I think he's been the greatest coach we've ever seen in the NFL.
I think Brady's the greatest quarterback.
I get it because of the cheating and all that, and that's fair. But my point is, I'm just trying to say, I think both guys have done great stuff, and they both deserve tons of credit. But if you force me to pick one, who is more responsible for the dynasty? Then I'm saying Tom Brady. First of all, I almost always think it's the player over the coach. Secondly, Bill Belichick has coached, and I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again because people don't seem to hear me. He's coached 7 years in the NFL without Tom Brady as his starting quarterback. He made the playoffs once. Once. He's had 2 years in New England without Tom Brady as his starting quarterback. He made the playoffs zero times in those 2 years. And he had Drew Bledsoe, a Pro Bowl quarterback. His first year in New England, Belichick, they were 5-11 with Bledsoe. The next year, they start 0-2. Bledsoe gets hurt. Brady's forced into the starting lineup. And the rest is history. They won the Super Bowl that very year. 3 of the next 4 they won. So to me, it's not. Brady doesn't have to. It's not even a question who was more a part of it. As good as Belichick is, as good as scheming as he is, and changing up, you know, the emphasis of their attack based on the opponents and all of that. It's Brady, baby, and it ain't even close.
Once again, Chris Broussard is not looking at the entire picture. What Chris Broussard did not tell you when you talk about that is Bill Belichick is a defensive coach, the guy who helped the Giants win 2 Super Bowls with Bill Parcells. I don't have all the numbers in front of me, Chris, but the defense is what helped fuel most of those Super Bowls, starting with the very first one against the Rams, the greatest show on turf, when they shut that team down. They were double-digit underdogs in that Super Bowl because they didn't think anybody would be able to stop that offense. Bill Belichick and was able to get his defense to stop it. Also, when they came back against Atlanta from 28-3, it was the defense. I can go on it. Yes, I can go on
it. It wasn't the offense?
It was the defense.
They scored 28 points?
Atlanta didn't score again in that game when it mattered most.
I give the defense credit, but the offense did a little something too.
No, but they didn't score again, and you can look at it and look at these Super Bowls and whatnot when the defense clamped down. It is just as much, even more of Bill Belichick than it is Tom Brady. Tom Brady won 2 Super Bowls with a total of 1 touchdown thrown. 2 of those 6 Super Bowls. The defense was as big of a part, and Bill Belichick was the engineer, the designer of the defense, and that's why Tom Brady was able to win as much as he was able to win.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
And we are joined by senior writer for Deadspin, Caron Phillips. And Caron, I mean, you know you are a guy, but my goodness, that article you wrote about Tom Brady.
I had to go to the dentist. I had so many cavities after reading that sweet piece. My goodness, all that sugar. What's wrong with you?
Look, as sour as you are, Rob, you need something in your life, all right?
So tell us about this. You went to Michigan. Shout out to you for that. My daughter's about to graduate in a couple months.
I didn't go to Michigan. I'm from Michigan, born and raised. When you're born in Michigan, you can only cheer for maize and blue and green and white. Like, my choice was maize and blue. I was supposed to go to Michigan and then pulled out at the last minute, like a couple weeks before I was supposed to show up to campus and decide to go to Morehouse for undergrad. But, like, Michigan, like, that has been my college football program since birth. So, like, this thing with Brady, like, I tell people all the time, like, this has been going on since college. Like, that's my quarterback. Like, that's my guy. We've been doing this since 97, 98. So, like, this isn't nothing new for me. And now, like, Tampa Bay, like he left the Patriots. Like, this is
how salty are you
all day?
How salty are you that he's no longer a Patriot?
Like, he's the sole reason I'm a Patriots fan. Like I said in my piece, like, I'm not going to bail on them. I'm still going to cheer from him. I just wanted something better than Tampa Bay. But when you think about it, he's in a division with Matt Ryan, Teddy Bridgewater, and Drew Brees. It's not like it's going to be really hard to get to the playoffs, but it's just Tampa Bay. Like, really?
Are you Tampa so Bay? Sure it's going to be that easy? Because they haven't made the playoffs in 12 years.
It's the NFC South, though. Like, the NFC South is the most dysfunctional division in football. The Falcons are a joke. Nobody believes in Matt Ryan. Like, Teddy Bridgewater. I like Teddy, but Teddy's a backup.
They're starting over. Yeah.
And then, look who he has to go against to play those. It's kind of similar to the AFC East when you think about it, to where it's not really that much competition. Now, the thing that I'm worried about is the culture in Tampa Bay. Like, it's the Buccaneers. We think about this transition from Jameis, the 30-30 man, to Tom Brady. But the thing about the Patriot way, we cheat. I know. Guys, I know it. I'm on it. We cheat. We do horrible things.
I'm glad you at least admit that. Some of those championships are ill-gotten gains.
None of the years they won were caught cheating, right? This is what you do every time, Rob. There's a line, and then you always cross it. Every time. Come on back. But regardless of what you think about the Patriots and us and, you know, our fan base, like, that team, there is a culture of playing together, of excelling, of, you know, making sure that the details matter. That's why they win. I'm not sure. I mean, we know other teams don't operate like that, and I'm just not necessarily sure he's going to find many guys, let alone a whole locker room, that has that same mentality that he has, especially a guy who just told us last time we saw him in public, I'm not trying to wear another blazer to the Super Bowl next year.
Here's my thing about Brady. To me, this just reeks of a money grab. Do you feel the Patriots, was Tom Smart, his career, almost his entire career, taking less, being a team player to help the organization, and then when he turns 40, he's going to be 43 this coming season, all of a sudden, it's about being one of the top paid quarterbacks and he wants to get paid. Did he make a mistake by doing what he did his entire career and never being – he was never the highest paid quarterback despite winning 6 Super Bowls?
Like, as a Michigan native, when I would look at how much money Matt Stafford was making compared to Tom Brady, like, it just never made sense. But this is a guy who's always cared about winning, and he did what he had to do and took less money to win, and it worked. Like, I don't see anybody else walking around with 6 rings.
So why do you think he needs it now? What is the thing about the money thing now? The Patriots offered him a contract. He could have gone back to New England.
Because when you look at last season, like, last season was one of the most frustrating seasons I've ever had as, like, a Patriots fan. Just for the simple fact, it wasn't just the lack of weapons, and the lack of year after year after year, like, we never gave him enough or a lot to work with on offense. But this was the year where we did, and then it all went away. Like, people like Rob, who like to call Brady to gloat and all that, and say he lost and he doesn't have it anymore, fine. But nobody was saying that in week 2 when we had Antonio Brown and Josh Gordon and Julian Edelman, and the first 4 plays of the game went straight to Antonio Brown, and he's throwing back shoulders. And Tom Brady looked like he was about to win the MVP that year. When he actually got some toys and some talent to play with, he didn't look 42 at all. And then those 2 pieces went away, and you could double-team and triple-team Julian Edelman, who was 3 feet tall. And I love Edelman, but it was like, what else were we supposed to do? N'Keal Harry was hurt. He was a rookie. And it was just like, we got exposed, and as good as that defense was, at some point we needed offense, and he had nobody to throw the ball to.
So does Tampa Bay make the playoffs next year?
Oh, yes, it's NFC South. Like,
no way, no how. Stop it.
The Falcons are going to choke. The Saints, something disheartening is going to happen to them like it does every year, and no one's worried about Carolina. So they're going to get there by default.
They're not going to get there. Karen. This is going to wind up being Michael Jordan going to the Wizards. Mark my words. This will be a disaster. It's just a money grab for Tom Brady and a chance to get Hooters wings down in Tampa. That's why he went.
So you're saying that he's getting paid, he's getting wings in Tampa? That's a bad thing? That sounds like a good career decision to me.
You know that's his shtick, Karen, so he had to say that. All right. Hey, man, great job.
Hey,
we
CP,
appreciate
congratulations
it.
On your new job with Deadspin, too. Appreciate it.
Thank you, fellas. Thank you, fellas. I appreciate it.
We'll get you on another time, brother. Thank you.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.